Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Welcome to this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Thanks so much for listening and spending a little piece of your day with us as we continue talking about the things that make up our everyday. If we haven't met yet, my name is Jacob, and I have the privilege of talking to you weekly about habits, lessons that I've learned, and other topics that hopefully make you better as a result. Now, we're a few weeks into a really fun discussion on our goals and actually meeting them. Now we're in this episode, taking the picture and turning our attention towards how we can improve the everyday actions that help us meet these goals and become the people that we want to be. The truth is, we don't become who we want to be by making one big, giant step or change. We become who we are with hundreds of small, almost undetectable movements that add up to the changes we experience. So over the next couple of episodes, we'll be using research and information from books like Atomic Habits by James Clear and The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg to better understand our habits and use them to our advantage. So without further ado, let's dive into the science behind our mental autopilot. Have you ever wondered why the first time you drove your route to work, it felt like ages to get there, but now it feels like you blink and you've gone from your driveway to your parking spot without even noticing it? Or maybe you get up, brush your teeth, and hop in the shower without thinking about it, then get halfway through your morning wondering if you did brush your teeth or not. Instances like these and so many more are just examples of our minds taking over simple tasks like processing and routines and going on autopilot. The beautiful thing is your brain is a majestic, intricate, and complex machine that the largest supercomputer can only hope to be one day. It handles data, processes, and storage without you even knowing it. It evolves, changes, and grows over time to become more intuitive and efficient, so that it can handle more and handle it faster. Part of the way your brain evolves and changes is by taking those everyday things that you do, like brushing your teeth, exercising, driving to work, checking your phone, etc., in one part of your brain and telling other portions of it that they're in charge of those processes now. Sometimes, most likely, those parts of the brain that are now in charge are maybe not as noticeable, a little bit less conscious. By doing so, scientists have discovered that this transfer of work results in what we call habits. So what exactly is a habit? In his book, Atomic Habits, James Clear simply defines habits as the small decisions you make and actions you perform every day. The dictionary defines habits as a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up. So there are three portions of what I believe habits are that I want to hit on really quick. So a habit is, number one, a repeated action over time. Habits become habits by consciously doing something enough times that the action becomes ingrained in our minds and our non-conscious minds take over when we experience a trigger. The habit is also a neurological explanation for why we do what we do. When our brains take over simple processes, it might feel like we just do things on autopilot, like, for instance, turning on a light switch as soon as we walk into a dark room. This quote-unquote autopilot function, as we mentioned earlier, is our brains trying to conserve energy and free up processing power. It transfers the things that we consciously do into the non-conscious portion of our brains. The habit is also changeable. Now, it takes some work, but those bad habits like eating too much, watching too much TV, chewing your nails, etc., they can be eliminated. And good habits like working out, eating healthy, waking up early, they can replace those bad habits. So simply, a habit is a repeated action over time that's a neurological explanation for why we do what we do, and however hard it may be, it can be changed. One of the most famous experiments involving habits is Pavlov's theory of classical conditioning, taking you back to your high school psychology class, when Dr. Ivan Pavlov basically trained dogs to salivate just by hearing a metronome. To kind of sum up this experiment, Pavlov would start the metronome, then feed the dogs, and then would repeat this process regularly. Sometimes he would have a treat, sometimes he wouldn't. So in essence, this led the dogs to the belief that if they heard a metronome, then they would receive food. The classic hypothetical statement, if, then. Now, at the end of the experimentation period, Pavlov would start the metronome and the dogs would immediately begin drooling. So this led Pavlov to conclude that repeated neutral stimuli, like a metronome ticking, there's nothing specific about a metronome. It's just ticking back and forth. If you weren't in the right context, a metronome would be kind of annoying. It'd be a nuisance. But if you're in the right context, a metronome is how you keep on tempo. So repeated neutral stimuli, like a metronome ticking, could be used to trigger natural responses, thus leading to the concept of classical conditioning in early habit research. Now, using this research and many other experiments conducted, people who are way smarter than I am have identified that habits are made up of four parts: cue, craving, response, and reward. So number one, cue. Something happens in the world around you, like that metronome ticking for the dogs. The alarm goes off in the morning. Your phone buzzes, or this is a real life thing, someone mentions pizza for dinner. Number two, craving. Because of previous instances where you have either heard that alarm going off, your phone buzzing, someone mentioning pizza, you know what could be associated with that. Your brain causes you to want something. You want to get your day started. You want to see what the notification is, or your mouth starts watering. Third thing is the response. In order to satisfy your craving that was created by the cue, you act on what your brain tells you that you want. You turn off the alarm and get out of bed. You pick up your phone and read that message. Or you place an order for Papa John's. Number four, the final portion of the habit loop, the response loop that we see here, is the reward. By performing the appropriate response to your craving, you receive the result that you want. You start your day, you know what your friend said, or you get to eat pizza tonight. See, all of this just tells us that our habits are triggered by something. We have associated something that happens in our world, whether it's something big or small, good or bad, with an action, with a following process, and we look forward to an outcome as a result. That's what habits are for us. They're the things that get pushed in the back of our brain so that the forefront of our brain can actually handle the things that we need to be present for. When we work with habits, when habits occur, it can be good, it can be bad. Most of the time when we talk about habits, though, really all they are just neutral occurrences that have some sort of positive or negative association. So now that we've defined what a habit is, think about the things in your life that just seem mindless. You know, the actions that you don't even realize that you do until after you've completed them. The one takeaway from this brief explanation, I would encourage you to employ. And this is going to be something that if you continue listening to the next couple of episodes, what we talk about there will build upon this activity. The one thing that I would encourage you to do today as you're listening to this episode, so that when we listen to next week's episode, you can do something with it, is simply take an inventory of all the things that you do as part of your routines. This could be working out, showering, brushing your teeth, going to work, checking your phone, reading, whatever. Write them down. That's it. Just acknowledge them and be aware of the habits that your mind performs without a conscious choice. Name them, write them down, identify them, see them as they happen, so that as we get to it next week, you can either solidify them or break them down and stop them. Next week, since we've identified what a habit is this week, we will start to look at what it will take to break the bad habits in our lives. So between now and then, if you don't already subscribe to the Everyday Podcast, let's change that. Make sure you don't miss out on the new content that we're sharing. And if you like what you're hearing, then share this episode with your friends. Leave a review on your preferred podcast player. Reach out to us on Instagram. That's going to be every_day_podcast. And let us know what you're thinking. If you lead a team, work on a team, or have problems that come up in your everyday life, then you need my latest book titled Work the Problem. I do genuinely believe that you do need that because really this book will help you develop a habit of better problem solving and empowerment that will elevate your world and make it easier to deal with the obstacles that you face. As I mentioned last week, this is not just some theoretical written down in a scratch piece of paper elaborated upon into a book. This is something that I lived out. This is something that I live out every day. And really the last portion of the book, as a little bit of a spoiler alert, it's the story of where this came from. So if you haven't picked it up yet, head to our friends at Amazon. You can find the link in the description to get your copy today. It's available in e-reader formats, paperback, and hardcover as well. So whichever way that you prefer to consume your books, we have it available for you. So that's all I've got this week. I want you to come back next week as we dig further into those bad habits and breaking them. So as I say at the end of every time we meet together, remember, your everyday matters. Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your everyday matters.